Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Info Edge India Limited Q2 FY13 Results Investor Conference Call. As a reminder, for the duration of this conference, all participants' line will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, you may signal for an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. On the conference call, we have with us today Mr. Sanjeev Bikhchandani, Vice Chairman, Mr. Hitesh Oberoi, CEO, and Mr. Ambarish Raghuvanshi, CFO. I now hand over the call to Mr. Hitesh Oberoi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to our second quarter earnings conference call. So I will first walk you through the financial highlights of the second quarter. After which we will cover the financial and operating highlights of each business in detail. In the end, before we get into the Q&A session, we will summarize our presentation and briefly talk you through the outlook for each business as things stand today. Before I start the results presentation, I would like to inform you for your benefit that the financial results and financial statements as of September 30, 2012 and the data sheet are available at infoedge.in. A playback of the call would be available for the next 24 hours. The details are on our website, www.infoedge.in. The call is also being webcast live. The link for the same is available on infoedge.in. The archive of the call and the transcript will also be subsequently made available on our website. Moving on to the financial highlights of the quarter for the company as a whole. For the company on a standalone basis, net sales in Q2 grew to Rs. 106 crores versus Rs. 91 crores in the same quarter last year, an increase of about 17%. Sequentially, however, net sales were flat. Total PAT for the quarter was at 33.3 crores, up 18% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA for Q2 was at 36 crores, up 13% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA margin was at 34.5% versus 36.4% in Q2 last year. Operating PAT was at 24 crores, up 13% year-on-year. Operating PAT margin was at 22.8% versus 23.5% in the same quarter last year. Deferred sales revenue has decreased from Rs. 111 crores to Rs. 102 crores this quarter. It was 119 crores on 31st of March. The job market continues to be tight, resulting in almost zero collection growth in Naukri corporate sales last quarter. We are, however, very happy to see 99acres and Shiksha grow rapidly. We continue to see this slowdown as an opportunity to gain share and therefore want to invest aggressively in various areas. We have upped our headcount in sales in 99acres. We continue to increase our investment in product development and technology across all our businesses. We are upgrading our server infrastructure. Brand building, especially in June Park in 99acres, continues. And we are upgrading our office facilities as well. For some months, therefore, we will continue to pay double the rent for our offices till they get ready. As indicated earlier, margins may therefore fall in the short run if the job market continues to stay tight and top-line growth falls below 20%. We, however, expect profitability to improve once the job market improves and growth comes back given a high operating leverage. Moving on to business-wise performance, Naukri first. The recruitment business grew top line by about 12% to 83 crores this quarter. Naukri corporate sales top line grew about 12% year-on-year. Quadrangle sales were better than Q1 but still declined by 12% year-on-year. The EBITDA margins in recruitment continue to remain steady at about 50%. In Naukri corporate sales, EBITDA margins were stable at 55%. In Naukri during the quarter, we added an average of 11,000 fresh CVs every day, and the Naukri database grew to over 31 million CVs. The number of daily CV modifications were at 1,29,000 per day. The Naukri JobSpeak index was flat at around 1131 in June. In Q2, we serviced 25,000 unique customers versus 23,500 customers in Q2 of last year, an increase of over 6%. This year for H1, the number of customers serviced was 33,500 versus 37,500 in H1 of last year. Moving on to the 99acres business, we continue to see rapid growth in this vertical and we are very happy with the performance. In Q2, top line in 99acres grew by 52% year-on-year to 11.6 crores. At the EBITDA level, the business made a loss of rupees 12 million on account of higher investments in brand building and expanding the sales operation. The total number of listings on the 99acres site increased to 4.8 lakhs from 3.1 lakhs last year, while paid listings increased from 2.6 lakhs to 4.1 lakhs. The real estate market continues to be tough in some markets while it is good in pockets. There were some new launches in markets like Gurgaon and Noida. The Noida extension issue is slowly getting resolved as well. We will continue to invest aggressively in this business to expand our sales reach, to further develop our product and service offering, and to build our brand as we see this as a sizable market in the long run. Moving on to the Jeevan Sathi business, in Q2, net sales in Jeevan Sathi grew by about 25%. We upped our investment in brand building this business this quarter, as a result of which losses increased to about 2.1 crores. The Shiksha business continues to grow healthily, although on a small base. Net sales in Shiksha grew by 46% in Q2. We remain committed to investing in this vertical for the future. Moving on to our strategic investments. We have made a new investment in Q2 in Canberra, and we invested 35 crores in Canberra this quarter. Additionally, we invested a further 12.8 crores in Zomato and 5 crores in 99 labels. We acquired Two-Step and are working at integrating the Two-Step offering with Naukri. Our investing companies may need further funding, which we will evaluate from time to time. We will also continue to evaluate new investment opportunities as well. To summarize, the job market continues to be tight. We don't expect any major improvements in Q3. Our competitive position in Naukri continues to be strong. 99acres continues to grow in an uncertain market. Shiksha continues to execute well too. As indicated earlier, we see the slowdown as an opportunity to gain share, and we will continue to invest aggressively in all our businesses. And as indicated earlier, if the top line growth of the company falls below 20%, we may yield margins in the short term. But once growth comes back, profitability should improve. We are now ready for any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Participants will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Our first question from the line of Mr. Srivatsan Ramchandran from Spark Capital. Please go ahead. So you may go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand how things are shaping up on the renewal of some of the premium products in the Naukri site in terms of banner ads and other things. Are corporates going out renewing, or are you seeing some pricing pressures emerging given that bookings have been soft for the last two quarters?
See, what is happening in Naukri is that the recruitment firm segment has been hit very badly because of the slowdown in hiring. As a result of which, our business from this segment has been sluggish. Otherwise, what we are seeing this time around is that some companies are spending actually more than what they spent on Naukri last year. Some others may be downgrading. On the whole, we are still flattish over last year.
In collection terms.
It is not as if banner ad sales and front of homepage solution sales have been hit very badly as yet.
Okay, and I just wanted to, on the 99acres bit, any specific regional markets where we are seeing weakness, or is it the numbers are good, but in terms of bookings, is any spots that are weak?
So in fact, all the markets have resonated well for us last quarter. Of course, we are very strong in certain markets, not as strong in others. and there is a slowdown in pockets, like the Bombay market has been slow for a while now. But on the whole, you know, we continue to execute well across, across all markets.
Sure, I'll come back later. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, if you have a question, you may enter star in one. Our next question from the line of Radhika Mervin from PUG Securities. Please go ahead.
Just some thoughts on where do we see recruitment from here on. I mean, we have seen, you know, a consecutive downtick for the last 3-4 months, even the JobSpeak index. Are we seeing any sort of relief coming in, or are we looking at a few more, you know, months or quarters of pain there? And when do we expect this to really bottom out in terms of, you know, sluggishness?
So like I said on the call, you know, the recruitment market continues to be tight. One of the segments that which has been hit very badly, and it was a major segment for us, is the recruitment firm segment. Because as companies cut hiring, the first place, the first sort of place where they cut is recruitment firms. You know, other than that, what we are seeing is that some companies are doing well and they continue to hire aggressively and they're spending more than last year, what they spent last year on us. And in some cases where companies are not doing well, they're spending less than last year. You know, according to our sales team, there is some glimmer of hope, but they don't expect any major changes in the recruitment scenario, at least in Q3.
Okay, that's helpful. Just to reiterate some of the numbers that I missed out, 99 acres, we said, has grown 53% Y and Y?
52% in terms of top line.
Okay. And the loss has been 12 million, is it?
Rupees 12 million, yes.
Okay.
At the EBITDA level.
And even 30 has grown by 25%, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And so in terms of 99 acres, you know, how significant, I mean, what consistent growth can we expect in this particular thing? Because it's fairly, I mean, you know, we are the market leaders and it is a growing market in terms of online real estate. So how much more of, you know, this kind of robust growth can we expect going forward?
Well, you know, the first half has been really good for 99 acres. In fact, growth in the second quarter was higher than growth in first quarter. We continue to execute well. We continue to gain share. There is a big market out there. So unless there is a slowdown in the economy, unless the real estate market gets hit badly, we expect this business to continue to do well for a while.
Okay. Also, in terms of you know, the recruitment, when we look at the different you know, segments like infra and IT, we've really not seen much of a change in the percentage on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So is that indicative of, you know, fairly stable growth? I mean, the same scenario across segments, verticals, or are we seeing any particular, you know, job mark being hit particularly?
Well, some segments have been down for a while, like, you know, sectors like telecom, for example, insurance, construction companies have not been doing well. You know, auto companies have got hit recently, but that's a small segment. Other than that, you know, it's you know, company specific. Some companies are doing well and others are not.
Okay. That's it from my end. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Our next question from the line of Gaurav Malhotra from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks, everyone, for the opportunity. Just 2-3 questions. Firstly, wanted to understand that if the sales or the top line in recruitment segment is sluggish, then shouldn't there be a corresponding impact on the employee cost as well, because we would be giving some sort of a bonus or incentive structure to these employees? That's the first question. The second question is on the network spend. Wanted to check how long would it take for you to upgrade the network infrastructure. And last is on the other two are on more on the non-operational front, which is we've seen that the other income has actually gone up this quarter despite the fact that you had invested in some entities and your cash balances have gone down. So just wanted to understand that. And lastly is on the tax front, that your effective tax rate has actually gone down almost 4 percentage points. How should we be looking at it going forward? Thank you.
So, to answer your first question, variable pay in Naukri, yes, there is variable pay in Naukri for salespeople. And variable pay does get impacted if the business does not grow. But that's a small proportion of the total expenses on Naukri. And at least in the first half of this year, we managed to maintain our margins. But if growth does not come back in Naukri in the second half, then, of course, margins could take a hit. At the second question, what was the second question?
About treasury income.
No, that was the last.
Network
charges. Yes. So we are we have largely upgraded our infrastructure now. So we should be able to maintain our expenses at this level or nearabouts for a while now. But so this is a permanent increase in cost. So this what the cost you see in Q1 in Q2 is what you will see in Q3 and Q4 as well.
Okay.
Could be marginal changes here and there.
Sure. What about...
And to answer your question on other income, Amrish, so...
Yeah, so, as far as treasury income, the corpus is down from about 530 crores to about 470 crores at the end of September 30th. That's because of all the investments we made and, Hitesh sort of referred to most of those, Canberra, incremental investments in Zomato and 99 labels and buying out a small stake in Two Steps. So yes, the corpus has dropped, but despite that, we have a certain amount of bunching up of earnings, especially on the FMC portfolio. So about 20-25% of our treasury portfolio is usually deployed in FMC assets, and those usually sort of mature at of certain times during the year, and in quarter two we had certain maturities, and that's a slightly more tax friendly, tax efficient instrument, and therefore the minor drop in tax rate. So on a on an ongoing basis, you can model based on 30% tax rate, but in certain quarters, like the quarter just gone by, it's slightly skewed because of the FMP component.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question from the line of Mr. Hankur Rudra from Ambit. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. Could you just help me understand? I know the market conditions have been tough, but have they become incrementally worse in 2Q versus 1Q? Because you had easier comps and 1Q was relatively weaker given higher sales in fourth quarter.
So, from a collection point of view, what I can tell you was that Q1 and Q2 are very similar. So there was major change in the market rate scenario between Q1 and Q2 in Naukri.
Okay, so typically I've seen 2Q tends to be slightly stronger than 1Q because 1Q tends to get an impact of if there are bunched up subscription sales in the fourth quarter. So is that a wrong way to understand?
So, like I said, we have not seen any major improvement in any major change in the situation on the ground as far as hiring is concerned.
Okay.
Between Q2 and Q1.
Okay, fair enough. And given the market conditions have continued to be weak for a longer duration of time, have we begun to see greater discounting from competitors, and would that be a challenge going forward?
Well, one would like to believe that competition is hit more than we are given our traffic share. If the hiring market continues to be tight, yes, of course. But if the hiring market starts to improve, then realizations could improve going forward.
So far we haven't seen this happening. Is that the way to understand it?
No, there's always competition. The competition always discounts to get sales. As their traffic share falls more and more, they discount even further. But that is the natural state of the market. So we're not seeing any major change in that at this point in time. Yeah.
And since the end of the quarter, have you seen any changes to the direction in terms of sales, any change because of changes in business sentiment, etc.?
Not as yet.
Okay. This is just on, I mean, you mentioned in your prepared remarks that you will always take share when the market market is a bit weaker. I noticed that the A&P spending declined Q&Q, and traditionally it tends to have tends to strengthen in 2Q. Just trying to understand what's happening there.
So, you know, what also tends to happen in a slowdown is that competition does not spend as much as, you know, they spend earlier. So what we like to see is our relative share of spend, and we like to maintain that and, you know, grow that in a slowdown. So what has happened in the last quarter is that spend on Naukri actually went down, but that is also because competition is not spending money on advertising. On the other hand, spend in Jeevansathi actually went up last quarter.
Okay.
Also, what tends to happen is that sometimes advertising is lumpy. So it is possible that in, you know, we may cut spend in one quarter and take up spend in the next quarter because we have a big campaign coming.
Right. Last question on, I mean, you've highlighted you made quite a few investments in this quarter. I was wondering if some of them were more opportunistic or were these part of the longer-term plan?
Investments in the current businesses or investments in companies outside?
Portfolio companies.
Portfolio investments.
So, you know, further investments in our current portfolio would be more part of a plan, whereas investments in new companies would tend to be opportunistic because it depends on what opportunity rises and what valuation and what we find. So, you know, we didn't invest anything for more than a year from May, from May 2011 because valuations were really high. Valuations are now corrected. It's a much thinner market, and we are finding more and more. You know, we found to invest in option year two.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks for that, and best of luck for the year.
Thank you. Our next question from the line of Mr. Srinivas Seshadri from CIMB. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions on Naukri to begin with. One is on the customer additions, which you report on a quarterly basis. This number has been fairly static since the end of the last year. Typically, it tends to grow by about 4-5% in the first half. So just wondering, what does this reflect? Is it that we are finding it more difficult to add new customers in the current environment, or does this reflect some customers going out of Naukri's list? That is one. And the second one on the Naukri was on the candidate services. Typically, it's a fairly counter-cyclical kind of spending which happens by candidates. So just wondering if you could share some numbers in terms of what the year-on-year growth is and what the outlook is on that front.
So to answer your first question on whether the number of clients serviced grew in the first half of this year or not, actually, what I did point out in the call was that the number of customers we serviced in H1 of this year went up from 31,500 to 33,500 this year. And in Q2, the number of customers we serviced went up from 23,500 to 25,000, an increase of 6%. So we continue to add new customers. To answer your second question, yes, candidate service business is growing. It normally tends to go at 15-20% year on year, and that's what we're seeing this year as well.
Ritesh, actually, just to get back to point number one, question was more with respect to the metrics you report on a quarterly basis. So I was looking at the exit rate for last year versus where we are now, which is about 25,000 customers, which has been fairly static for the last couple of quarters. So my question was more with relation to the activity over the last two quarters.
But actually, you shouldn't be looking at number of clients who use it in a quarter.
Okay.
It is more cumulative clients in the cumulative for the full for the first half of the year versus cumulative for the first half of last year or year on year, quarter on quarter. So I don't think there's any deviation in that number.
I see. Okay. The second bit is on the investment in portfolio companies. You've historically shared some metrics with respect to, say, the half-year performance as a group. So wondering if you could share any such details at this point.
We are nothing announced at the moment. It's just that, you know, we continue to look at opportunities and we will back some of our companies for the performance.
Okay. No, Sanjeev, I was actually asking about the financial performance of the portfolio companies as a group, which is what you gave last
year. No, we will reveal the results in the year end, as we did last year.
Oh, I see. Okay. And the second thing is, like, your cash balance is somewhere around 400 crores now.
475.
Okay. So just wondering, what is the level of comfort in terms of further investment in portfolio companies? So are you comfortable? Is there any absolute level of cash where you would like to kind of pause and see, or you would be just opportunistic and willing
So the mandate from the board is really keep evaluating investments on a case-by-case basis. There is no sort of either target or deadline or floor, you know, of treasury. But yes, obviously, you know, as we go along every 6 months, the board would like to review and see where we are on cash balance. But up to now, I don't think cash balance will ever be a constraint.
Okay. Finally, just last question on AllCheck deals, if you can give some color on how it is doing, and maybe if possible, then share the number of transactions which have happened during the quarter or the first half.
I know. So 400 transactions for this quarter.
Okay. And in the first half?
About 250 or so.
250 in the first quarter? 400 in the second quarter. But these numbers are on the website as well, right?
They're in the investor book.
Uh-huh. Okay. And maybe some color on how the business is doing.
This Noida extension issue seems to have got resolved. So some of the, you know, receivables and work that we had done earlier should now start moving into revenue numbers and therefore collections as well. But otherwise, you know, for example, for 4-5 months, there was no project coming up in Gurgaon at all. So things were stuck there. But now things seem to be moving, so we are hoping to have a better issue.
Okay, and just a follow-up on all check deals. I remember that last year we had taken a little bit of prudently provisioning for the receivable. So is there any possibility that could be a kind of a positive factor this year as far as profitability is concerned for all check deals?
Some of it might, yeah. Some might pertain to that Noida extension issue, and not if that starts moving, then maybe some of that comes back.
So we were being conservative when we provided, a large proportion of our receivables as doubtful, and therefore provided against that. We'll have to wait to see, because, you know, this business has a slightly long collection cycle, and that has got further prolonged because of the extension issue, Noida extension issue. So I think it may be too early to try and bring that back onto the book. So we'll have to be careful with this one and wait to see what happens over the next 6 to 9 months. By the end of this financial year, we may have slightly better clarity on where we are.
All right. Thanks so much.
Our next question from the line of Mr. Mohit Jain from Trust Group. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you share the share of online versus print ads in Naukri?
Sorry, what?
Same work at industry.
Yeah, we actually don't know how much print companies generate from recruitment advertising. Very difficult to say, but I think that now online is bigger than print.
Because a few months back we used to have this slide on the presentation which mentioned that 10-11% of all jobs are online and rest are probably through other mediums.
I don't think so.
You know, I don't recall that sort of number, but, you know, we've often, you know, sort of alluded to very, very rough estimates on what the size of the print advertising market is. There are no authentic figures available, and my sense is over the last 2 to 3 years that, as Hitesh mentioned, that, you know, the contribution of print would have dropped, and online is probably bigger than print at this point.
So the benefit which we were getting from the shift is probably at a mature stage, right?
Well, no. See, the thing is that when there's a slowdown, as there is right now, print declines more. The beta in print is higher on the negative side.
Yeah, print is a very expensive medium to use for hiring.
and therefore whenever there is a slowdown, the print companies, the print publications tend to get hit first, just like the recruitment firms.
So, you know, given the way our financials are, the way our revenues are stagnant sort of, and job speak index is slowing down, and we are in a slowdown, so the shift is probably accelerated as per your estimate.
That is, while that is true, you know, the truth is that companies are hiring a lot less than they were hiring earlier. Attrition rates have fallen across companies. There aren't enough new companies setting up shop. So therefore, the general hiring, the recruitment sentiment is weak at this point in time.
So there is a possibility that overall hiring is declining, but we are stagnant because we are getting a market share from other agencies.
It is possible, like I said, you know, for some companies, what they spend on our portal the spend on our portal has actually increased, even though the market has slowed down. So in this case, probably they're moving spend away from print and other sort of media to us, while in some other cases, the spend has actually fallen. So in general, companies are hiring less than they were hiring last year.
Okay, thank you.
Next question from the line of Pranav Tendulkar from Canara Robeco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, all my questions have been answered. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Next question will be from the line of Mr. Miten Lathia from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Given the slowdown in recruitment business, are we recalibrating our plans for the investments that we were planning to make in the 99acres and Shiksha business, or we are still on track?
So, like I mentioned, you know, we see the slowdown as an opportunity to gain share in all the verticals we operate in. So, we want to continue to invest aggressively in these verticals. We believe the slowdown may not last for long. And when growth comes back, given the high operating leverage we have in all our verticals, profitability will improve dramatically.
The belief that the slowdown may not last long is based on some data points that you see within those businesses, as in some matrix moving, or?
Look, it's very hard to get visibility beyond the quarter. Certainly, there won't be a recovery this quarter. But, you know, our experience with last net now was that companies that cut back investments really suffered. Okay, our competitors, for example. Now, we also cut back investments, but not by a lot. But in hindsight, you really should not have even done that. Okay, because the kind of strategic gains you can make in a slowdown with the competition, with the right investments in the right direction, in product improvement, in technology and engineering, in re-architecting the site, in putting out the sales forces, and therefore grabbing market share. Because market share gains, the competition finds hard to reverse.
Market share gains are permanent. So, you know, in the short term, we may end up compromising on margins, but in the long term, it's good for the business. That's what we saw last time as well. So we see the slowdown as a big opportunity to invest in actually all our verticals.
Sure. On the cumulative revenues on the non-recruitment business, you know, while the YOY growth rates are very healthy, we are seeing a flattish trend over the last three quarters. Is that likely to sort of, is that likely to sort of persist, or how should one read into the trend?
The way we look at our verticals really is year-on-year growth. Because, quarter on quarter, there could be seasonality, there could be renewals not happening because the renewals are due, okay? So we really don't look at, quarter on quarter growth in our own internal discussions also.
To give you an example, Shiksha, for example, is a seasonal business, so Q2 is always small. In fact, Shiksha does not really grow in Q2 over Q1. But Q3 and Q4 are very big for Shiksha because that's when enrollment happens in most institutes. So there is seasonality, there is some seasonality in 99acres business as well. So it's better to look at these businesses year on year rather than quarter on quarter.
Great, sir. Thanks a lot for the answers.
Our next question from the line of Mr. Patrick Kambalkar from Quantum Advisors. Please go ahead.
Just a broader question on the business. If, let's say, capital was available in a pipe to anybody to start a business, in general, keeping capital requirement aside, are the barriers to entry in your business changing in favor of you, or are the barriers of entry becoming more easier?
You know, we operate in, most of the businesses we operate in have network, strong network effects. So the barriers of entry actually keep increasing with time because the network effects get stronger and stronger. So as more and more customers get used to the Naukri interface, as more and more customers get start using Naukri, as more and more job seekers register on Naukri, the network effects only increase with time, unless you're losing share, which we are not. And similarly in 99 acres, if you get all the supply for real estate available in this country on our site, then, you know, most people will log on to our site first to look for property, and therefore the people who advertise on our site will get a great response, and therefore they will first put up their properties on our site. Similarly, in Jeevansathi, you know, if you have a large database of people from our community, then the chances of somebody from that community looking for a match and him or her finding a match on your site are much higher, and therefore they're likely to come to you first. So if you're gaining share, the network effects get stronger and stronger with time.
Right. Just to follow up on that, if some PE fund backed entrepreneur starts with a 100 crore budget to pump money all over the internet and offline, what have you, to start advertising big way and say, you come to my site for postings, then how would that barrier to entry change?
So we don't think people have any hope of succeeding. So the best way for this entrepreneur to succeed would be to disrupt the market, you know, either through an innovation or through some new technology or through some new technique or new way to hire, for example. I think if it's a me too product, chances of succeeding are very, very low. As you see, you know, there are so many people who pumped in money in all the categories which we operate. Whether if you take the recruitment business, whether it's Times of India, whether it's Monster, whether it's Shine, I mean, they pumped in hundreds of crores. Every time the site starts, they pump in 100 crores or 200 crores. But nobody succeeded till now.
Sure, many thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Our next question from the line of Mr. Gaurav Malhotra from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for giving me the opportunity again. Just just probing a little bit more into what Miten had asked in terms of when you said that you don't believe that the slowdown is going to last for long, are you seeing any signs of it, or it is more on the fact that things are finally improving on the government side and hence you expect the slowdown to not last too long? Is there any hard evidence, or it's more of or what you just believe as of now?
No, well, look, like I answered earlier, there is no sort of predictive variable looking at it. It's just that the government has finally shown this intent on policy reform. Hopefully, somebody goes through. Hopefully, somebody will comment. Hopefully, the government will do more. Having said that, our sort of intention to invest, continue to invest in our other businesses is because of our experience of slowdowns where we've always gained share even when we cut back investments, simply because competition has cut back investments more. And that has led us to believe that in the smaller verticals that are now responding fairly well, whether it's a high rate of growth in 99 acres or Shiksha, which is going nicely, or even there has been some revenue response even in Jeevansathi to our efforts. It gives us belief that we should invest more because we are getting results then.
Okay.
And not pull back just for those
alone. All right. Okay.
Thank you.
And really speaking, I mean, it's just been a couple of quarters of relatively, sort of sluggish connection growth. I don't think, you should make strategically important decisions based on a couple of quarters. And therefore, while there is no, belief that the economy or the macro factors are definitely going to improve over the next quarter or two. But, I think it's important that, as Hitesh has mentioned, that, you make the right strategic investments. And that's what we've chosen to do. So it is discretionary. It is pretty deliberate step to continue to invest in our business.
Because fundamentally, we're investing in growth. And just to put it in perspective, in the 2008-2009 period, Naukri corporate sales had negative collection growth of close to minus 30% for two or three quarters in a row. And that is when we come investments in other verticals. And at that time, our competition cut even more. So I just put it in perspective, the situation right now is nowhere close to 2008-2009.
Okay, all right.
And also in that slowdown, we gained share. So when we came out of the slowdown, when we went into the slowdown, we had 48% traffic share. When we came out, we had 51% share. And that is probably helping us in this slowdown.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Participants, if you have any questions, you may enter star and one. Our next question from the line of Mr. Rohit Dukania from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sirs. Good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a question which I missed earlier, probably. What are the total investments that we made in our portfolio companies in this quarter?
So, 35 crores in Canberra, 12.8 crores in Zomato, and 5 crores in 99 Labels.
Okay, and what is the total?
Two-step was an acquisition we made this quarter. That was not an investment, we acquired the company.
We acquired the assets.
We acquired the business. Not the company.
And what's the total cumulative investments that we would have made across all our portfolio companies till date?
185.
Till date?
Yeah, till date.
195.
No, 195 crores.
195 crores. And so just one bookkeeping question. What would be the first half revenue growth for 99 acres?
52. First half.
First half.
Second quarter was 52%.
It's between 50% and 52%, somewhere in that.
Okay.
Because the first quarter was also around 50%.
50%, great. Thanks a lot, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. Anyone who has a question may enter star and one. Participants, if you have a question, you may enter star and one. We have a question from the line of Mr. Dhananjay Mishra from Sushil Finance. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening. So just one question about your advertising cost. This quarter it has come down. So how it's going to be for next two quarters?
So like I pointed out, advertising expenses are lumpy. So sometimes, we spend a lot of money in a quarter because we are on television or we want to do a big burst for a particular vertical. So it's very hard to say what will happen in the next two quarters, but we want to invest aggressively in all our businesses going forward. So we expect advertising expenses to also go up.
If I see the trend, when there is a sharp decline in the immediate next quarter, there is a sharp jump. So that's what I just want to know.
Sorry, can you just repeat that?
In some quarter, if I see the last 2 years' numbers, if there is a sharp decline in this rotation cost, in immediate quarter there is a sharp jump. So
yeah, that's because, like I said, campaigns are lumpy. So sometimes when we are on television, we want to invest, we do a big campaign, we may spend 5 crores on a brand in a quarter, while in some other quarters we may not do that and spend only 2 crores.
Okay.
So often it depends on our product plans, on our launch plans. So very difficult to time this by quarter.
Okay. Yeah, that's all.
The quarter three is traditionally a weak quarter for us.
Sorry?
No, I'm just saying that in certain quarters there could be volatility and lumpiness.
Okay. Thank you.
Our next question from the line of Yogesh Kirve from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just one small question. Can the management provide any guidance on what could be the losses from the subsidiary or our share in the losses of the associate for FY13?
Yogesh, this is Sudhir.
Yeah, hi.
We mentioned, in that May call, that versus the 30-odd crores for the year gone by,
So it also depends on the instruments you invest through. So Canberra, for example, has been invested through a press share route. There may not be too much of an impact on losses of Canberra on our financials. It also depends on the instrument that you use to invest in. So as Sudhir mentioned, it will be slightly higher than last year, but also predictability is poor there.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you, sir. Participants, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hitesh Oberoi for closing comments.
Well, thank you very much for being on the call. See you next quarter. Have a great evening.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of InfoEdge India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.